BMW, or any car really. Do you want your kids dumping Legos all over the seats, floors, and dashboard? Probably not. But that's what's happening to a blue BMW parked outside the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art in North Adams. The car came from Chinese artist Ai Weiwei, who is placing BMWs at a number of spots around the globe. The effort started after Ai tried to buy a bulk order of Legos for an upcoming piece of work. Lego Group refused, saying it didn't want to be involved in a project with a political agenda. Calling it censorship, the artist went to social media explaining what happened, and fans responded, saying they would be willing to donate the pieces. The next step was figuring out how to collect them. MoCA's director Joseph Thompson says the museum got a call from the artist's studio asking if they were interested in being a collecting point.
It's very typical of his work, deeply infused with social media, as much about politics as it is about art. Ironic, a little hard to sort out. I mean, on one hand, this might seem to be some kind of criticism of a large corporation who refused to sell him at deep discount material to make work that they deemed to be potentially political. On the other hand, he is using a BMW as the piggy bank, as if to say that it's maybe not about money.
Ai has been critical of China's stance on democracy and human rights, even being jailed for about 80 days in 2011. Thompson says MoCA's involvement in the project came about in a matter of weeks, and it's already stirred up conversation at his own dinner table.
It's funny, I was talking to my kids last night about this project, and Trainer, who's 17, said, I don't get it. Ai Weiwei was really just looking for cheap Legos, and isn't it Lego's right to say, sorry, you have to buy your Legos through a retail store, you're not a wholesale outlet, and wasn't he just looking for cheap materials? And that led to a conversation about the signal that he was sending by using a BMW as the collection point. And Trainer said, well, yes, if he could afford a BMW, and not just one, but he's now has, you know, 7 or 8 or 9 of them around the world, it seems to me that he could afford to go into a retail store and buy the Legos that he needed for his work. And I think that question and that complexity and the fact that he doesn't treat a simple question in a simple way is right at the heart of this project. It's not only about free speech, it's also about free trade and what free trade really means, and many other questions too are raised by this work.
Thompson isn't sure how long the car will be outside the museum, but if people have similar reactions to the ones Eric Kern's daughters had, it shouldn't take too long.
Think how many Legos are around the world in closets and attics. I told them, I said, oh my gosh, there's an Ai Weiwei car at Mass MoCA. And they were like jamming up to the attic and they were like, let's go, we're ready.
To provide some perspective, a Lego Superstar Destroyer that took about 60 Williams College students less than 10 minutes to build, as reported on WAMC, had 3,152 pieces in one box.
You know, it's an astonishing thing of being able to feel like you're participating in something that's global. And you look at where the other sites are, and it's Berlin and London and Melbourne and Miami and New York City and North Adams. And that, in our own, you know, little corner of the world here, is pretty awesome.
The Legos are expected to head to Melbourne, Australia for an exhibit. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.